The Mississippi is the major river system in the United States, flowing almost 3,800 kilometers from a small lake in Minnesota, gathering the waters of 250 other rivers and streams before reaching the Gulf of Mexico. In mid-May, as spring flowers began to open, about 41 students from a dozen colleges, mostly in the Midwest, explored a section of the river in Wisconsin and Iowa to learn about the environment and each other.
My name is Dong Xue. I'm from Shanxi Province, China.
I'm Yan Yue. I'm come from Beijing, China.
I'm Fernando. I'm from Brazil, Minas Gerais.
Hi.
The students came to join the River Spirit Exchange Program.
I don't know if you guys drink beer. I'm from the most famous Chinese beer city, Qingdao.
The cross-cultural educational experience set up by the University of Wisconsin-Madison-based Environment and Public Health Network for Chinese students focuses on the Mississippi and China's longest river, the Yangtze.
Places where we come from is a very important part
of who we are. Yeah? So beer productions. Oh, Wisconsin say,
Jeb Barzin is the chief wildlife biologist at the International Crane Foundation in Wisconsin, one of the groups taking part in this Sister River program. He explained while these students learn about the problems challenging the Mississippi and Yangtze, they will also learn about the challenges and importance of bridging each other's culture.
Americans in the Midwest, they're very funny. They do things very differently from what you might expect in China. Or if Americans interact with you in China, they might think, oh, they do things very differently in China. But what's important is that we are more similar to each other than we are different.
This three-day get-together featured storytelling, hiking, camping, and canoeing, all part of a larger lesson about conservation projects that can be used on both the Yangtze and Mississippi.
So everybody, the person who's anchoring, the person who's going to be in the back stands back there and holds on to the canoe.
After the group met at the Crane Foundation Preserve, they headed south to canoe a stretch of the Kickapoo River that winds its way through southwestern Wisconsin before joining the Mississippi.
Hunting, you have to sort of push away. Right here. The other side, there we go.
They paddled along a stretch of the Kickapoo River where a 20-year preservation venture stopped encroachment by developers and protected the natural setting of the waterway. The effort was led by Mark Cupp, director of the Lower Wisconsin State Riverway Board.
Well, I believe because of the Riverway Project that we can be assured that our grandchildren's grandchildren will be able to set a canoe in the singing waters of the Wisconsin River and be able to experience that same beauty that we can see today and that those Native Americans saw for those many generations before.
But accomplishing that was a contentious process. Cupp told the students setting rules for loggers, farmers, landowners, and developers caused anger and even a few threats of violence between the two sides.
In fact, near the end of the planning process, folks from Madison were called urban maggots. And they responded by calling the locals club-wielding zealots.
Jeb Barzin recounted similar difficulties in China as the Crane Foundation tried to preserve habitat of Yangtze River regions.
And every year we would talk with the farmers and they would say, what can I do? I have no solutions. I have to feed my family. We would say, but you know that this technique is not good for you, because you get a little bit of food now, but it makes you poor next year or 2 years. And the farmer would say, yes, I know, but my children need to eat next month, not next year.
The message Barzin wants students to hear is to look for solutions from the other side. Don't treat them as adversaries.
So these ideas of solutions, including people, are important for conservation. They're important for us as people to survive as well. This wetland is just a very small example of exactly the same thing that you're talking about on a very big scale for the Yangtze, for the Mississippi, for other river systems that exist in the world.
The president of the Environment and Public Health Network for Chinese Students, Zhao Zhenlu, says the Mississippi and Yangtze rivers are uniting these students from opposite ends of the earth. Because of this, he hopes they will find solutions to preserving these waterways.
We don't know each other, and actually when we talk to each other, we say, oh, where are you from? Oh, that place we don't know, right? But after, you know, several hours and a couple of days, and we got to know each other, and we got to know each other's culture and background, and then we know, oh, why you do that, and why you say that? And then we start say, okay, I thought that was wrong before, but now I think it's right. So I think that certainly helped people to change their thinking, and then they can look beyond, not just for now or for the past, but for the future.
We're going to teach it to you, and we need your help. You need to say E-I-E-I-O. So say that with me.
The students on the River Spirit Exchange ended their first night with singing and stories around the campfire.
Old MacDonald had a farm.
Organizers say the success and spirit of this first gathering of students will lead to other trips, including one down the Yangtze. For VOA News, I'm Mike Simonson in Boscobel, Wisconsin.
Everywhere in Oink Oink, Old MacDonald had a farm. E-I-E-I-O.
And on this farm he had a horse.
E-I-E-I-O.
With a
neigh, neigh here and a
neigh, neigh there. Here a neigh, there a neigh, everywhere a neigh, neigh. Old MacDonald had a farm.
E-I-E-I-O.